Welcome to Your Network's Edge, where innovation meets connectivity. This podcast explores IoT, 5G, the network edge, and AI-powered networking. RAD's solutions are empowering communication service providers and critical network operators to stay ahead in a connected world. Let's dive into the insights that drive modern connectivity.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we're going deep on something you've probably heard of, but maybe not really considered, like how much you should actually care about this right now.
Intriguing. I'm ready to dive in.
DDoS attacks.
Okay, yeah, DDoS.
They're not just about taking down some website like back in the day.
Right, yeah, it's way beyond that now, isn't it?
I mean, I was looking at some research for this, and even hospitals and universities are prime targets now.
Seriously? Wow. That's a pretty big shift.
It's scary stuff. So for businesses especially, we need to talk about how the landscape has changed and what it means for, well, you know, staying protected.
Absolutely. I think a lot of businesses might be relying on, well, you know, kind of outdated security, and they don't even realize how vulnerable they are.
Okay, so let's get into it. What's really different about these attacks now?
It's the sophistication. That's the real game changer. They're shorter, more frequent. Like, they're using these multi-pronged approaches now, making them really tough to, you know, defend against.
Oh, so it's like, what, they're hitting you from multiple angles at once.
Exactly. And sometimes they're disguised, even, like looking like normal traffic.
Sneaky.
Super sneaky.
Yeah.
And it's not always about just taking a site offline anymore, either.
Yeah, one of the sources talked about ransomware being a big factor now.
Right. So you've got this whole layer of risk on top of the disruption. They're going after data. They're trying to extort money, you know.
That's way worse than just some downtime.
It is. Think about, you know, the damage to your reputation, the legal stuff you might have to deal with. It's a whole mess.
Yikes. Okay, so if we're talking solutions, where do we even begin? One of the sources pointed to detection, right? Yeah. Like catching it early.
Yeah, edge detection. That's key.
I like that. So before it even gets to, like, your servers.
Exactly. Like, imagine you can spot and, you know, neutralize a threat before it even has a chance to really hit you. That's powerful.
That is powerful. And how does that compare to, like, scrubbing centers?
Well, those are great for big attacks, but these new attacks, they're often smaller, more targeted. Scrubbing centers might miss them.
See me both.
It's like, yeah, having a big net for the big stuff, but you also need a finer mesh to catch the smaller, trickier threats.
Gotcha. And that's where what AI comes in.
AI is kind of that finer mesh. It can really change the game.
The source material mentioned RAD Insight TI. I mean, is that what you're talking about here?
Yeah, stuff like that. It's constantly learning from your network.
Yeah.
Spotting those anomalies that could be, you know, a sign of an attack.
So it's not just reactive. It's more like dot predictive.
Right. It's not just about reacting when something hits. It's about preventing it in the first place.
Wow. That's a game changer for businesses.
It is. Faster detection, way less disruption. And in the end, you know, we're much better protected. Welcome back. So before the break, we were digging into AI and how that edge detection is giving businesses a real shot at fighting back against these new kinds of DDoS attacks.
Yeah, and I mean, just to emphasize the impact on businesses, especially now that, you know, they're more targeted and financially motivated, it's huge.
Oh, absolutely. The financial hit can be massive. We saw a study that said the average DDoS attack for a small to medium business, it could cost them like $20,000 to $100,000 per hour.
Per hour. Whoa.
Yeah. And that's just the downtime, right?
Right. Doesn't even include, like, what, reputation damage, all that?
Exactly. If you get hit with a DDoS attack and it's successful, I mean, it can totally wreck your brand. Customers, they'll think twice about doing business with you, you know?
Yeah, especially now. Everything's online. Reputation is, like, everything.
It really is. It's tough to come back from that.
Makes you think. So, okay, businesses need to be proactive.
Mm.
But for a lot of them, I mean, especially smaller ones, this advanced security stuff, it seems like out of reach.
Yeah, I get that. But that's where I think service providers have a real opportunity to make a difference, you know?
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah.
They can help businesses of, you know, all sizes deal with this whole complex threat landscape.
So they become like more than just the internet provider. They're like a security advisor.
Exactly. They're already, you know, managing and monitoring their customers' networks. They've got the infrastructure, the knowledge to to really make a difference here.
So it's not just, hey, buy this new product. It's like, here's actual value added to what you're already getting.
Right. They become a partner. And for the service providers, I mean, think about it. They can really stand out in the market.
Smart. Yeah. So how would they actually, you know, make their security offerings better for businesses?
Well, one thing is, you know, manage DDoS protection, but like tailored to each business.
Not
like,
just one size fits all.
Exactly. So you're talking 24/7 monitoring, fast response if something happens, security policies that are actually customized.
So you're really looking at their specific risks.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
Education. I think that's big. Service providers, they can teach their customers about all this, right?
About DDoS and how to, you know, protect themselves.
Yeah. Like workshops, webinars, help them really understand.
So they're not just selling. They're like teaching. Okay. I like
it. It builds trust. They become that go-to expert.
Right.
And it positions them, you know, as leaders in cybersecurity.
All right. So we're back for our final look at all things DDoS. We've talked about how the threat's changing, the impact on businesses, and how service providers can really step up their game.
Right. And now it's like, okay, what's next? What does the future look like for, you know, cybersecurity in general?
Yeah. What should businesses be thinking about, like, down the road?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that jumped out at me in all the research we did was AI. Like, the attackers are using AI now, too.
Yeah, big time. It's like this arms race almost.
Right. We're building better defenses with AI, but they're using it to make their attacks even, smarter.
Exactly. They're using it to automate stuff, make the attacks faster, harder to spot. And they can even use AI to, like, analyze our defenses, find weaknesses.
So we can't just, like, set it and forget it. Got to stay ahead of them.
You got it. It's constant learning, adapting, you know, the whole nine yards. Another thing that's getting more intense is botnets.
Botnets, right. Those networks of infected devices like zombies.
Yeah, like a zombie army.
Yeah.
And they can launch these huge attacks really hard to stop.
Okay, so what can businesses actually do to, you know, protect themselves from all this?
Well, first of all, security's got to be like the top priority, not just the technology, but the whole mindset, you know, policies, procedures, training your people.
Right. Everyone needs to be in the loop.
Absolutely. And I think this goes back to what we were saying before, but finding the right service provider is critical. One that really knows DDoS protection.
Like a true partner, not just a vendor.
Exactly. Someone who can be that expert guide.
Okay. So bottom line, we got to be proactive.
Proactive, vigilant, and you got to be able to adapt. DDoS attacks, they're not going anywhere. In fact, they're going to get worse.
Yeah, that's the kind of the scary part. But if you take the right steps, you can protect yourself.
You can. It's not hopeless.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive, I think. I hope everyone listening got a lot out of it. We've covered a ton from, you know, how the threats are changing, the impact on businesses, what you can do to protect yourself. Really appreciate you joining us. And until next time, stay safe out there.
Thanks for listening to Your Network's Edge. Stay ahead in the world of connectivity. Be sure to subscribe, share, and explore RAD Solutions at rad.com. Until next time, stay connected and inspired.